Welcome to the Battle Plan Marketing Podcast for Contractors. Get actionable advice and tactics on how to grow your home service company. Plus interviews with industry experts dropping value bombs in marketing, sales, and operations. And now, let's power up your home service biz with your host, Mark Ambrose of Battle Plan Marketing.
All right. Hello, home service pros, and welcome to the Battle Plan Marketing Podcast, episode number 49. Today, we're going to talk about how to generate more leads online for your home service company. The future success of your business depends on its own ability to generate high-quality yet low-cost leads without relying on buying leads from third-party sources. So let's take a look at 10 online lead generation methods your company should consider using and optimizing to grow your business. Okay, the absolute best new leads are those that come recommended from your existing customers. So number one is a referral program. Turn your customers into fans and motivate them by making it rewarding, easy, and fun to recommend your company. Today, there are amazing automated referral programs that make it rewarding, easy, and fun for your existing customers to recommend your company to their family, friends, associates, and social media followers and benefit for doing so. They let them choose from coupons, cash, or gift cards from dozens of brand name stores. These automated referral systems offer personalized dashboards for your customers to keep track of all their referrals and make it easy for them to share your company with the click of a button. A couple of systems to check out are Referral Rock, Referral Candy, and Ambassador. Number two, start an email newsletter. Don't make it about you, though. Instead, give them real reasons to open it and pay attention. Nobody wants your promotional email, so keep that junk to yourself. If you want to grow more leads from your email newsletter, make it about them and use content they'll enjoy checking out. Highlight fun places to go around town, your team's favorite places to eat, and special events around town. Include surveys and contests. Ask them to send photos of the best or ugliest particular item around the house. Ask what their favorite places are around town. Then repurpose that content for future newsletters. You can highlight a product of the week. Doesn't have to be related to your business. Your clients all own homes. You know, make it about cool products for around the house. Offer how-to guides or a tip of the month to help save them money. You can promote by showing off case studies of how other people achieved a result that they may desire also. Share a video of your company's story. Include job postings, maybe, when positions open up. Highlight another local business of the week by doing an interview, maybe, with the owners of places you know and respect. Add social sharing buttons to every email to make it easy for them to share the ones that they like with their online friends. You can provide motivational quotes inside your email newsletter. Highlight a local nonprofit that could use your help or their help. Show off that Little League team you're sponsoring as well. So many other ideas you can do with an email newsletter to motivate your existing customers to share it with their online community and grow more leads. Number three, optimize your website, of course, for lead generation. Get more leads from the traffic that you already have. Be sure that you have good calls to action on every page. Add a click-to-call phone number that they can see at the top of every page. Add a contact form on the home page, contact us page, and on every single service page. Add an email newsletter opt-in on every thank you page and scattered around some of the other pages. Add a video on every thank you page with a short intro on what to expect from the request they just made. Make yourself stand out a little. Add a live chat option. If you don't have the personnel, consider adding just a chat bot, automated one, that answers your FAQs and gives them an option to request a text or a callback. Be sure to write good headlines and motivating calls to action throughout your website. Invest in good books on copywriting. Check out The Ultimate Sales Letter by Dan Kennedy and Breakthrough Advertising from the legend Gene Schwartz. Plug your headlines into a free headline analyzer from coschedule.com. Offer free downloadable consumer guides to the products and services which people require the most education on before they'll decide to buy. Use email opt-ins to gain access to your consumer guides or other lead magnets that you offer, and then send out short automated email drip campaigns that provide additional value. Don't forget to deploy good SEO tactics to be sure your site and its content is optimized to rank well in search engines. Make sure the site and its pages load fast, are visually attractive, and easy to navigate for a super user experience. Tip number 4, content marketing. Yesterday's podcast episode and the blog post associated with it was all about how to use content marketing to attract prospects to your website and generate more leads. Meet people where they are in the buying cycle. Inform, educate, and be helpful. And prospects will come to know, like, and trust your company and choose you over those that didn't provide that guidance along their journey. Unless it's an emergency, most prospects don't start out ready to buy your services right away. They need to learn about their problem or desire and the various available solutions to it. He or she that provides that best, unbiased content to help them along that journey will usually win the business. Be that company. If you don't have a writer on staff, and most companies don't, then consider hiring one out of places like Writer's Access or ProBlogger. If you do have someone on staff who can write for you, consider using artificial intelligence to help them create awesome sales copy that propels more people to engage and take action. We've recently discovered Jarvis AI and have begun using it every day to help our teams write better blog posts, ad copy, replies to customer reviews, and really so much more. It requires human guidance and editing, but the content it puts out is truly incredible and does better and faster than even our own best writers. We'll put our affiliate link in the blog post transcription of this episode. Tip number 5, grow customer reviews. Nearly every potential prospect for your business is going to go looking for online reviews of your company from past customers. The more you have and the better the rating, the greater chance you have of motivating prospects to call you instead of a competitor. Video testimonials provide even more social proof that your company is a great one to work with. Case studies of the successes you provided to past customers are also a great tool to show off the excellent work you and your team do for homeowners and businesses. Ask for video testimonials from your customers and embed them on your website. Prospects love to see past customers raving about your services. We use GatherUp's automated reputation management system to grow online reviews for our home service clients. We also use Magnify without the I, just M-A-G-N-F-Y, to get video testimonials for ourselves and our clients. Those are two great tools you should take a look at. Tip number 6, optimize your Google My Business listing. Every local service search on Google includes the top 3 listings in their Google map. This is truly priceless real estate for every local company that can get into those top 3 listings. This listing is free, and so too are the top 3 listings if you can get yourself there. These listings can generate several dozen free leads every month to your business. Optimizing it should be a top priority of your company's marketing strategy. We have an entire free guide on our website on how to optimize your Google My Business listing. I highly recommend you check that out and start making it a daily priority. You'll want to keep adding reviews to this listing, replying to all reviews, keep adding job and team photos, and making Google My Business posts with it every week or better. Make sure you have all your services listed there and add your products to the product section also. You also need to watch out for competitors spamming the map with multiple listings, keywords in their business name, and even fake reviews. Report all violations to Google using their Google My Business redressal form. You can find that online. Now you can even pay for a Google My Business consult with their team to ask questions and bring up any competitor violations. And lastly, on Google Maps, you'll want to link your Google Ads account to your Google My Business account with what's called a location extension and get the opportunity to run ad listings within the map itself. Tip number 7, social media. First, you should have branded accounts on all social media channels to both protect and promote your brand. Use social media to promote and syndicate your blog content. Use it to highlight completed jobs and discuss the project along the way. Share case studies on your social channels. Get into local town groups and be helpful. Even more than your email newsletters, don't promote here. No one is in there for promotions. Use these channels again to help, inform, and educate and show off your work projects. Like email, you can use surveys and contests here to promote engagement. Provide links to how-to and consumer guides. Social media takes time and effort, so consider having an in-house dedicated social media manager to promote your brand and engage with the local community. This is one job that is best done in-house and not outsourced. Consider using Facebook ads to drive low-cost traffic to consumer guides that help and inform. Use infographics to attract and engage prospects and get them to share your content. And seek out local influencers in your area to collaborate with. Tip number 8, Google local service ads. These are the ads that are at the very top of local service searches and get about 14% of all search clicks. Earn consumers' trust with Google's guarantee available exclusively through these local service ads. This is available for many home service companies in many but not all markets. Google guarantees your work for the consumer up to a $2,000 lifetime amount. You apply for it through Google and provide your license, insurance, and have to get background checks on all employees to get approved. Once you're there, you can dominate the local search results pages for your services, starting with these ads at the top of the page. And this takes us on to number 9, Google search ads, which would be right below the local service ads on a search results page. You can zero in on your exact services with Google search ads and your service area and target homeowners who are actively in the market for your type of services. Ideally, you'll have a unique landing page for each ad group with compelling headlines and body copy and a unique offer. Definitely track conversions using Google Analytics and Tag Manager, as well as with a call tracking service like CallRail. Check out our podcast episode number 12, which provides 15 rules for running great Google ad campaigns, and episode number 42, which details the dangers to be aware of with Google search ads. Tip number 10, use the power of video and YouTube. Create a branded YouTube channel and post DIY tips. Show off before and after jobs, demonstrate products, introduce your team, show off special events long after the events are over, and much, much more. Video is a powerful tool for growing online leads, so get started taking advantage of that today. Now we have two bonuses for you. Bonus number 1, guest post on other local blogs. Right? You can drive traffic and get valuable links from local blogs in your area by offering to write a blog post or do an interview for their website. Keep it local so the traffic from these sites have the true potential of becoming a customer of yours. Many local bloggers would welcome content written especially for their audience. Search for bloggers in your area that are either related to your industry or are generalists about the local area, but have a great local following. And bonus number 2, don't forget to optimize each platform for greater traffic to lead conversions. So step number 1 is, of course, to measure lead conversions. As we mentioned, use call and form tracking, Google Analytics and Tag Manager to track all call and form leads. Use Facebook analytics if you're running Facebook ads. Use attractive color combinations on landing pages and test different ones. Test changes in headlines and body copy on landing pages. Test different lead magnets and offers on your website and in your ads. And wherever possible, tell stories. People can relate better when it's wrapped into a story. Test differences in landing page designs, colors, and copy for your ads, and test both small and wholesale changes to each. All right, thanks for putting up with my voice still. Been a couple of weeks struggling with allergies or whatever the heck's attacking my sinuses and throat. I appreciate you going through it all with us. So I hope that helped some of you. Thanks for sharing your time and attention with us today. If you like what you heard, please rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast so you get notified of future episodes. Feel free to share this episode on your social channels. Good luck out there and create a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Battle Plan Marketing Podcast. To power up your home service business, for show notes, visit battleplanmarketing.com/podcast. If you enjoyed our show, please share it on social. Until next time.